This Day in History. Today is Tuesday, 8th of the Iranian month of Tir, 1395 Solar Hijri, corresponding to 22nd of the Islamic month of Ramadan, 1437 Lunar Hijri, and June 28, 2016 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. ...1164 lunar years ago on this day in 273 AH, the Iranian Sunni Muslim compiler of Hadith, Muhammad ibn Yazid ibn Majah al-Ghazwini, passed away at the age of 64 in his hometown Ghazwin, west of modern Tehran. His grandfather had converted from Zoroastrianism and was a client of the Arabi Arab tribe. He traveled widely over Iran, Iraq, Arabia, Syria, and Egypt in search of hadith before returning to his birthplace Ghazwin. Although he has admitted some of the merits of Prophet Muhammad, Ahlul Bayt, peace upon them, he, like his five contemporary compatriots, Muhammad, Bukhari, Muslim, Nishaburi, Abu Dawood, Sajestani, Abu Isa Tirmizi, and Ahmad Nisa'i, failed to have direct contact with the infallible imams of the Prophet's household or their disciples, probably because of the fear of incurring the wrath of the usurper Abbasid regime, and thus could not collect authentic hadith from the right source. His collection, known as Sunan ibn Majah, is regarded by Sunni Muslims as one of their six canonical hadith books, the authors of which were all Iranians. Ibn Majah also wrote the history of Ghazwin. ...1088 solar years ago on this day, 928 AD, Louis the Blind died in Vienne, in his kingdom of Provence in southern France, after a brief four-year reign as the Holy Roman Emperor. He was blinded after a failed bid to invade Italy, inherited the Kingdom of Provence in 887, and for almost 39 years was engaged in war against the European Muslims who had established a base at Fraxinet, near what is now Saint-Tropez in southern France. The Muslims had arrived from Spain and were called Muwallad, that is, converts to Islam from Christianity, who spoke both Latin and Arabic. The region around Fraxinet was known in Arabic as Jabal al-Ghilal, or Mountain of the Many Peaks, and included Saint-Tropez, its gulf and hinterland, as well as Ramatuel and its peninsula. The famous geographer Ibn Hawqal has recorded that the area was richly cultivated by its Muslim inhabitants, and they have been credited with a number of agricultural and fishing innovations for the region. ...918 solar years ago on this day in 1098 AD, the Seljukid Atabeg of Mosul and renowned soldier Kerboga the Turk, because of disunity in his army, suffered defeat at the hands of the crusader invaders at the Syrian city of Antioch, which is currently in Turkey, and returned to Mosul a broken man. When he heard that the crusaders had besieged Antioch, he gathered his troops and marched to relieve the city. By the time he arrived, around June 5th to 9th, the crusaders had taken this Muslim city. Kerboga besieged the crusaders, but disagreement and infighting broke out among the emirs of his mighty army, made up of soldiers from Iraq, Syria, and Iran. When the Christian army launched the offensive, the Muslim emirs, instead of uniting behind Kerboga, decided to humble him by abandoning him at the critical moment. Kerboga was taken by surprise, and finding himself facing a strong army of European invaders, deemed it impossible to fight and decided to withdraw. ... 897 solar years ago, on this day in 1119 AD, the European Crusader invaders, led by Roger of Salerno of the occupied Muslim Principality of Antioch in Syria, suffered a shattering defeat at the hands of Najmuddin il-Ghazi of Mardin, the Atabeg or governor of Aleppo, in the Battle of Sarmada, also known as the Battle of Balat or the Battle of the Field of Blood. During the fighting, Roger was slain while the rest of his 4,000 strong army of Christian mercenaries was killed or captured, with only two knights surviving. Il-Ghazi was the son of Artur, the Turkmen chieftain who made Aleppo and the surrounding region independent of the Iran-based Great Seljukid Empire. Six hundred fifty-six solar years ago, on this day in 1360 AD, Muhammad VI declared himself the 10th Nasrid king of the Spanish Muslim Emirate of Granada after killing his brother-in-law Ismail II, whom he had placed on the throne 10 months earlier by removing from power the latter's brother, Muhammad V, who fled across the Strait of Gibraltar and sought asylum in Morocco before regaining power some 3 years later. A coarse man in dress and manners, during his reign of less than 2 years, Muhammad VI aligned himself with the Christian Kingdom of Aragon. Meanwhile, Muhammad V returned to Andalusia in 1361 and gradually captured Malaga, Loja, Antequera, Veles, and Alhama. As a result, Muhammad VI panicked and fled Granada in March 1362. He was murdered at Tablada, a town near Seville, on April 25, 1362, by the order of King Peter I of Castile, while Muhammad V retook the throne of Granada to rule for 29 more years, during which he completed the Grand Alhambra with the Palace of the Lions and the Mixur, or Cuarto Dorado. Four hundred seventy solar years ago, on this day in 1546 AD, forces of the Nizam Shahi Sultanate of Ahmednagar launched an expedition to liberate the Portuguese-occupied city of Chol, 60 kilometers south of Mumbai on the western coast of India. Dom Francisco de Mascarenhas concluded a treaty to end the attack. In 1570-71, because of breach of the clauses of the treaty by the Portuguese, the Nizam Shahi forces attacked and almost destroyed Chol. The Nizam Shahi Sultanate was a passionate state with close ties to the Safavid Empire and hosted a large number of Iranians, including soldiers, statesmen, poets, artists, traders, and scholars. Three hundred eighty-two solar years ago, on this day in 1634 AD, the impregnable Daulatabad fortress in the Deccan or southern India, after a long siege by Mahabbat Khan, was surrendered by its governor Fath Khan to the Mughal forces of Emperor Shah Jahan and Sultan Hussein Nizam Shah, was transferred to Gwalior as prisoner, thus ending the almost century and a half rule of the Nizam Shahi dynasty, a passionate state with close ties to Safavid Iran that had emerged independent along with four other Muslim sultanates on the disintegration of the Bahmani Empire of Iranian stock. Three hundred four solar years ago, on this day in 1712 AD, the French author and thinker Jean-Jacques Rousseau was born in Geneva, Switzerland. He joined social discussions as of the age of 40 and started publishing his viewpoints, which later became well known. His ideological, political, and social works profoundly influenced the French people, and some thinkers believe that his views were among the reasons that shaped the French Revolution. Among his books are The Social Contract, Emile, and The Confessions. He died in 1778. 209 solar years ago, on this day in 1807 AD, the second British invasion of the Rio de la Plata for seizure of Buenos Aires, the capital of Spanish Argentina, was defeated by the locals. The first invasion was in 1806 when the British captured Buenos Aires but were driven back after 46 days of occupation. The invasions were part of the Napoleonic Wars when Spain was an ally of France. The British attempt in vain to seize control of the Spanish colonies located around the La Plata Basin in South America, today part of Argentina and Uruguay. After several days of street fighting against the local militia and the Spanish colonial army, in which half of the British forces were killed or wounded, the invaders were forced to withdraw. The social effects of these invasions, especially the successful resistance by the local people, fostered the desire for self-determination and led to the May Revolution in 1810 as a prelude to the Declaration of Independence of Argentina from Spain in 1816. It should be noted that there were six Anglo-Spanish wars from 1702 to 1783, most of which lasted for several years since Britain had schemed to take control of the region. In 1780, in the midst of the war with the 13 New England rebellious colonies, that is the US, Britain approved a plan to take the Americas with attacks from both the Atlantic from Europe and the Pacific Oceans from India. The plan was cancelled due to the independence of the US. In 1796, Britain drew a new plan to take Buenos Aires, then move to Chile and attack from there the Spanish stronghold of El Callao in Peru. In 1800, the Maitland plan was drawn to seize control of Buenos Aires, move to Mendoza and prepare a military expedition to cross the Andes and conquer Chile. From there, the British would move from sea to seize Peru and then Quito. After the failure of its second invasion of Buenos Aires, the British realized that the military occupation of South America was not possible. A 143 solar years ago, on this day in 1873 AD, French physician, surgeon, and biologist Alexis Carrel was born in Paris. He conducted studies on providing nutrients to the muscles and maintaining them alive in vivo. He was awarded the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 1913. His important book is Man, the Unknown. He died in 1924. A 102 solar years ago, on this day in 1914 AD, Austrian Crown Prince Franz Ferdinand, along with his spouse, was assassinated by a Serb student during a visit to Sarajevo in present-day Bosnia. It was the incident that sparked World War I following Austria's invasion of Serbia in August of 1914 and Germany's attack on Belgium. Ninety-seven solar years ago, on this day in 1919 AD, the Versailles Peace Treaty was signed by the Allied and Axis powers at the palace of the same name in Paris to formally end World War I. The treaty reduced the number of German armed forces to not more than 100,000, levied a huge war indemnity to be paid to the Allied powers, and handed over German overseas territories to France and Britain. The Versailles Treaty also led to the foundation of the League of Nations. 76 solo years ago on this day, in 1940 AD, controversial Bangladeshi banker, economist and Nobel Peace Prize recipient Muhammad Yunus was born. As a professor of economics, he developed the concepts of microcredit and microfinance for giving loans to entrepreneurs too poor to qualify for traditional bank loans. In 2008, he was rated in the list of the top 100 global thinkers. He is a member of the advisory board at Shah Jalal University of Science and Technology. In March 2011, the Bangladesh government fired Yunus from his position at Grameen Bank, which is connected with the US, citing legal violations and an age limit on his position. Yunus and Grameen Bank are appealing the decision. Years ago on this day, in 1950 AD, during the Korean War, started by the US to support its stooges, over a million suspected communist sympathizers were executed by the American and South Korean forces following the fall of Seoul to North Korea. Known as Bodo League Massacre, it was a war crime committed by South Korea but wrongly blamed on the communists for decades until the truth recently came to light. Before the start of the Korean War, the first president of South Korea, Syngman Rhee, had about 30,000 alleged communists imprisoned. He also had about 300,000 suspected sympathizers or his political opponents enrolled in an official re-education movement known as the Bodo League on the pretext of protecting them from execution. Non-communist sympathizers or political opponents of Rhee were also forced into the Bodo League to fill enlistment quotas. Soon the South Korean government accused independence activists of being members of the Bodo League and subsequently arrested them. On June 27th, President Syngman Rhee ordered the execution of people related to either the Bodo League or the South Korean Workers' Party, and the first massacre was started in Hoengseong, Gangwon-do on 28th of June. South Korean forces and anti-communist groups executed the alleged communist prisoners along with many of the Bodo League members. The United States official documents show American officers witnessed and photographed the massacre. In one case, a U.S. officer is known to have sanctioned the killing of political prisoners so that they would not fall into enemy hands. American witnesses also reported the scene of execution of girls as young as 12 years. There were also British and Australian witnesses. Discoveries in 2008 in Daejeon, South Korea, among other sites, of trenches containing executed children have finally revealed the truth of South Korean history unknown to most South Korean civilians. Years ago on this day, in 1957 AD, the Islamic Center of Washington, ICW US, was inaugurated, housing a cultural section and a spacious mosque with a capacity to accommodate 6,000 worshippers. The center was conceived in 1944 when the Turkish ambassador Munir Ertegun died without a mosque to host his funeral. The Washington diplomatic community played a leading role in its construction. Egypt donated a bronze chandelier and sent specialists who wrote Quranic verses to adorn the mosque's walls and ceiling. Kashi, or mosaic tiles, came from Turkey along with the experts to install them. Persian rugs came from Iran. Support for the project also came from the American Muslim community. The center contains a library and classrooms where courses on Islam and the Arabic language are taught. The center's board of governors is made up of various ambassadors. Around the building are arrayed the flags of the Islamic nations of the world. Unfortunately, ICW is under the indirect control of the White House through the Saudi embassy, which has divided the Muslim community in the U.S. by expelling in 1983 the center's elected imam or prayer leader, Sheikh Muhammad al-Asi, because of his support for the Islamic Revolution of Iran and the global Islamic movement. Muhammad al-Asi continues to hold the weekly Friday prayer attended by large gatherings on the sidewalk in front of the ICW. Fifty-one solo years ago on this day in 1965 AD, the first commercial telephone conversation over a satellite took place over early bird between America and Europe. It had capacity for 240 voice circuits, or one black and white TV channel. Positioned to serve the Atlantic Ocean region, early bird provided commercial communication service between North America and Western Europe. It exceeded its 18 months designed in orbit life by two additional years. By July 1, 1969, three Intelsat satellites in geostationary orbit provided full global coverage. Only 19 days after Intelsat III became operational, Neil Armstrong and the Apollo 11th and the Apollo 11 crew made their historic first landing on the moon, watched by 500 million people back on Earth. Forty-nine solo years ago on this day in 1967 AD, the illegal Zionist entity announced annexation of the Islamic city of Beit al-Muqaddas, which it had occupied days earlier in the Six-Day War. Today, the usurper state of Israel has settled hundreds of thousands of illegal Jewish migrants in this Islamic city and is systematically Judaizing it, in addition to desecrating Islam's former Qibla, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, under which it has drilled a tunnel with the aim of collapsing the sacred structure. And finally, 10 solo years ago on this day in 2006 AD, the Zionist army savagely attacked the Gaza Strip on the pretext of the death of two Zionist invading soldiers and the capture of a third by Palestinian defenders. In the initial days of the Zionist raid, a number of ministers and MPs of the Hamas-led elected Palestinian government were kidnapped, in addition to the death and wounding of hundreds of defenseless people. Today, almost 10,000 Palestinians are languishing in Zionist dungeons.